this Tuesday. The saga of That 70s Show continues with an all-new hour filled with lust, revenge, secrets, and lies. For 8 years, the lone gunman helped solve the X-Files.
Congrats on not being dead.
Oh, the day is young.
Well, they called it help. Now, they're out on their own.
I gotta say, so far this job sucks.
Fighting for truth and justice.
If you have pencil necks, the only hope for the American people, God help us all.
One paranoid conspiracy at a time. The Lone Gunman. Sundays on Fox.
Woo-hoo!
What makes for a great TV show?
Bodily functions are a natural thing.
Not to mention hilarious.
Start with a typical American family. Add a hardworking dad.
If you could just get somebody to pay you for scratching your butt, we'll be on easy street.
You little...
Mix in a loving mom.
It's time we opened up a can of whoop-tushy on this situation.
And don't forget the cuddly kids.
We're characters in a cartoon.
The Simpsons. Sundays on Fox.
And Ray gets a shot at fame. If it's Monday, it must be CBS tonight.
Then, Glenn Close and Christopher Walken in a movie the critics are calling wonderful. A drama that can be watched by all family members and should be.
Stephen King and George Romero, the masters of terror, bring you a frightening tale that will grab you, grow on you, and give you the creeps. Ted Danson, Adrian Barbeau, and Leslie Nielsen in the spine-tingling broadcast television premiere of Creep Show.
Don't get down in the mouth!
Cause Fox Kids!
Rock Kids!
Catch an all-new Beetleborgs Metallics Monday after Spider-Man, only on Fox Kids!
He awakens when the moon is full.
A vampire!
He seeks the living as his prey.
Pizza, vampires are make-believe.
And he has a weakness for comic books. Will Bart dwell among the undead for eternity?
Today he's drinking people's blood. Tomorrow he could be smoking.
The Simpsons.